A couple of months ago, concerns about spinning wind turbine blades and nearby radar systems halted work on the Forward Wind Energy project near Horicon Marsh. Now, environmental and clean energy groups say the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security have ordered a study of the issue to apply to all proposed wind farms in the U.S. That includes another large project in Dodge County and possibly one planned east of Lake Winnebago. Michael Vickerman of the group Renew Wisconsin acknowledges the wind turbines might cause some radar clutter.
But the key point here is that the interference problems, which I don't think are all that significant, can be fixed. They can be fixed with filters. They can be fixed by a different tracking protocol. Other defense ministries from other countries have looked at this issue and have concluded that if they change their protocols or procedures, there really isn't a problem.
The filters would go on the radar system. Vickerman says he hopes the Wisconsin congressional delegation pressures the two federal agencies to finish their overdue study of the radar issue. He says additional delays are a problem.
There's the lost revenues for host landowners, lost revenues to the host communities, lost opportunities for construction jobs. This has a very serious impact on Wisconsin's economy and our efforts in this state to develop a sustainable energy economy using locally available renewable resources.
Vickerman says a business labor coalition is also upset with the delay and doesn't want to see it drag on beyond eligibility deadlines for federal wind power tax credits. But landowners that oppose the planned wind farm just east of Horicon Marsh say the federal government does have real safety and national security concerns about wind farms possibly making it tougher to use radar to spot planes. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.